Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. You can already tell from the title, Eating Refugees, that this latest action from the controversial group, the Center for Political Beauty, is pure agitprop. It's not only provocative, it's also complicated. Let me try to break it down. The Center for Political Beauty seeks to revoke a law which prohibits transportation companies from taking passengers into the EU without a visa, EU Directive 2001/51/EC. It's this law, according to the Center for Political Beauty, that drives the illegal market in human trafficking and causes asylum seekers to drown in the Mediterranean. They've arranged for a plane, the Joachim Eins, to bring 100 refugees from Turkish camps to Germany to be reunited with family members who are already here, but only if they meet their crowdfunded goal of 80,000 euros for the flight, if refugees are selected by online voters based on short interviews, and here's the kicker, only if the German government changes the law. I told you, it's complicated. In videos that play on a loop outside the Gorky Theater, Chancellor Angela Merkel, Minister of the Interior Thomas de Maizière, and President Joachim Gauck are represented as Roman emperors who will decide whether these 100 live or die. But the comparisons to ancient Rome don't end there. Next to the Gorky, an arena houses four tigers, which bare their teeth and charge the glass window as tourists pose for selfies. The Center for Political Beauty has 9 refugee volunteers willing to be fed to the tigers on June 28th if the various conditions are not met. The first, Syrian actress May Skaff, reported at a press conference. It translates to kill with laws is the work of cowardice. I will let myself be eaten up by Europe. Is calling this all art a way to protect this provocative project? The Grünflächenamt in Mitte has attempted to shut down Eating Refugees' use of public space, calling it a political protest rather than an artistic action.
Hey! Hey! Europa streit nicht mehr. Europa kämpft nicht mehr.
There is, though, heavy-handed as it might be, a nightly performance, a show called Not und Spiele, Distress and Games, followed by a panel discussion and symbolic feeding of articles of the German Constitution to the tigers. The group itself admits that this is in bad taste, but they refuse to agree with statements from the German Ministry of the Interior that the work is inappropriate and cynical. CPB artist Philipp Ruch affirms, "Anyone who knows our work knows that when we promise to do something, we deliver. Let's see." For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.